WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency. WRPV 448 monitoring. WSEV 843, anybody on yet this morning?
WRZB 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Good morning, Michigan. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. We are mobile. Definitely hitting the repeater, but no modulation.
WSUL 664, monitoring Grosseville, Michigan.
WRXM 295 monitoring. WRXM 295 monitoring. Good morning, everybody.
Yes, 386 mobile.
WSCX870. Anyone got a copy? Look for a radio.
WSDJ347, we got a copy on your radio check. WSCY 842. WSCY 842. WSCY 38 clear. WSCY 842. WS 538 clear.
Okay, let's light this one up for a minute or two. WRUU 850. loud and clear. Yeah, I haven't been on here in a bit, so I figured I'd bump it, see if everything's still working. Anyhow, good, what is it, morning still. Good morning, here's Sean. I am currently in either Royal Oak or Madison Heights. I'm not sure what side of Campbell is which.
Morning, WRUU
664 monitoring gross fuel.
For some reason, you keep me out. I'm driving, I can't see the dashboard. Which repeater we need to shut down?
WRQK 908 Richmond. Sean, that's cut off the
Saginaw, repeater.
Ah, the guy's not hearing it come back to him because the PA's gone in that one. So he keeps keying, thinking that something will change. Ah. Like, extra special people here.
Copy that. That's what I was thinking myself. WRQK 908, Richmond.
All right. Yep, I'm out on the road, so I can't really deal with it right now, but all right. Later, WRUU 850.
WRQK 908.
You have a good day and be safe driving to WRZD 544.
Miss Cheryl.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are rolling. WIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
Good morning, Bob.
Happy afternoon to you, sir. Checking in to see how you're making out, Roger.
Doing good. I went out to breakfast with the guys out there. I met all of them and everything else. We sat out, we ate, we chit-chat a little bit, and I just got home by now. Roger.
Copy. Sounds like a darn fine morning. headed out to Mission 6. We're going to train some veterans and some dogs today. So hopefully we'll get some veterans trained up on their service dogs and get them on the road there. So other than that, it's, let's see, probably going to be low 50s here today. It was 32 this morning when I woke up, Roger.
This morning it was so cold, I had to put a jacket on. And with a long shirt, I had to do that. Plus, I had to scrape the car. Roger.
Massachusetts. Well, we didn't have any pump frost on the pumpkin, but it was definitely chilly for sure. All right, my brother, I'm checking in with you. You need anything, as always, you've got the numbers. And I'll check in with you when we en route back home there, Jack.
Bob, good talking to you. Good to hear from you. It's sunshine here, very sunshine. Talk to you a little bit. WIUD 48.
We've got sunshine, and I'm guessing probably 54 out there right now. So, Jack, always a pleasure, sir. WIZP 544, Sheboygan Bob. Clear the frequency.
WSEL 664 monitoring group fuel.
WSEU 445 monitoring Gaylord.
WSAN 476 to WSN16, Ed, you got a copy? How's this radio getting out? Anybody got a copy of it?
Yeah, your goal broke up there at the end of the transmission. The first one I barely got.
All right, copy that. Thank you.
WSEU 445, Gaylord.
Yep, I can access it.
Last transmission was broke up real bad.
That's weird. It used to get out really good, so I don't know if something changed in the repeater, but it used to.
I can't believe I'm getting out as well as I am. How's the transmission on your end?
Yeah, you're sounding good. Got a little bit of static, but not much at all. So it's sounding good. I can definitely make you out.
I'm out in the middle of the yard in my Ranger with an Ed Fong antenna on a handheld right now.
Nice. Yeah, I got a DB20G in my truck with an antenna on top. So that's why I'm surprised it's not getting out.
Yeah, I can make it out now. It's just there's some static in there. So I don't know if maybe you got a hill in between you and the repeater, or you're traveling right now, that'll make a difference.
Yeah, just driving through the neighborhood, that's about it. But yeah, no hills. Should be no reason not to hit it.
Well, that transmission sounded great, just for info.
Copy that. Yeah, we're just right across the water from the repeater, so.
That transmission was excellent on that time, so. If you guys have a good day, I'm going to get back to the yard work. I'll be clear on your final. This is WSEU 445.
Copy that. Have a good day. WSAN 476.
WSCI-783 to WSEW-213, station 213, copy. WSCI-783, this is JJ out of Fenton, monitoring the frequency.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 10 Mobile, is it in?
WRAS-504.
Yes. Colin.
have a second.
WSBC 560, do you have a copy? This is WRAS 504. WRAS 504, clear.
WSEX 870 space. WRZD 706 mobile northbound through point.
AS 504 monitoring channel. WSBC 560. This is WRAS 504. Do you got a copy?
WRZD 706. WRZD 706.
Can anybody hear me real well? WRUH 667 Orville. Hello, testing, testing. What's the station identification? Go for test. What's the station ID?
This is WSBC 560, radio test, over.
WSBX 400, I got to 560. Definitely sounds like you're riding on the fringe there.
Thank you. WSBQ 996, you got it on? WSBQ 996, you got a copy. This is WRWB 489.
Yeah, come on, Mike.
Yeah, can you help me out here? I'm falling in right now.
What do you say, Mike?
I says, can you help me out here? I'm falling in here. Can you help with these drinks?
Come out, Jerry.
You too.
Yeah, I need help.
WSCS-401, audio test.
I could make it out, but you've got a lot of static in the background.
WSCI 847. This is WIUG 388. Copy. WIUG 388. Clear.
Jack, where are you going? Man, you're really scratchy in the system. Where are you at? You're not near your house. Must be far away.
I'm here at the house. Over.
Yeah, maybe check your coax connection. Maybe it's loose. How's it going?
It's going very good. You're calling back from north?
No. Nope. We're just on the network machine there. Oh. Sounding good over here, though, Jack. How do I sound? Okay?
Sound like you're sitting by me here in the car. Over.
Roger on that. What'd you do today? Do yard work?
Yeah, tell me about it, Eric. I just came home. I had to go out there with the lawnmower and scrape about 10 bags already. At least, they're not done. They got darker than the hell with this. I'm coming inside the house. Roger.
Yeah, I'm sure it's getting cold up, cold down there. It's getting cold where I'm at.
It is. Believe me, it is cold. So how you doing? How's work? I know you're a little bit tired. Roger.
Roger. Yeah, I'm going to have some furniture. I'm looking for some furniture tonight, so. That's what I'm doing. Then going out to eat afterwards.
Going out by yourself?
I got a whole crew with me.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no problem. If you were by yourself, I don't mind. I come there and eat with you. Roger.
Yeah, but we're about 200 miles apart, so that wouldn't work. If I was near you, I'd say yeah, but I'm 200 miles away.
See what you're saying. You're on that 10,000-watt radio, correct?
Radio, but don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody. It's actually 11 watts, but I got it in Nagoya.
Oh, you know, I ain't gonna tell nobody that. No, really, it's sounding good, you know, but it sounds like you're in the car and going,
Roger, yeah, that would explain it. No.
I can do it. He just got cut out. Go, just like that.
Hey, I'm out here far away. I gotta watch out for the deer. I don't want any deer to run out in front of me.
There are too many of them around. Too many does around. That's what everybody said this morning and day before yesterday.
Yeah, Captain Don's got a lot in his yard. He's got like 5 or 6 of them with a buck chasing them around in his yard up there in Columbusville or whatever.
Captain Don, he went, the other day he went out there by dual license. That's what he said. I bought dual license, he said. I don't know how, but he did. He said he seen a big buck, and he took a picture of it. It was on his cam. Roger.
Yep. Davian, too. Davian's got a bunch of deer on his camera, too. So, they're out there.
WITV-959.
I hear a 599 station. Go ahead.
Roger, that's 959. Sorry, my bad. If I said 559, who knows? I could have. Yeah, just wanted to say hi to everybody out there. And, I got a night-sized 6-pointer that comes through my yard just about every other night with a couple of does he's chasing. So, they're out there. They're definitely out there this year.
Is that the guy out there in Richmond? Are you out there in Richmond by any chance? Memphis?
Negative. I am in Utica, 25 miles north of Flint. Coming in through the Flint repeater on my little old 6-watt radio here.
Roger. Okay. Yeah, I was wondering. Yep. I'm a little bit, probably 100 miles north of you. But, very good. Yeah. I mean, where I'm at, there's deer everywhere. I walk through my yard every day. But I don't have my camera set up or anything, but I should probably set it up. But yeah, they're everywhere up here.
Yep, well, I just didn't want to interrupt you guys. Just wanted to say hi. Throw my 2 cents in there. Just throw it back to Jack out there. I know he's sitting waiting probably for his turn. So, everybody have a great rest of your weekend. WITV-959, and I'll be listening.
This is WRTX 957. I wasn't sure if I even ID'd earlier. So I'll say it again, WRTX 957.
What up tonight? You gonna go eat the jet pizza again?
No, that's a negative. There's no Jet's Pizza up here. So, no, we're gonna go to a different restaurant. But I'm gonna pull into this depot here and look for, pick up a small piece of furniture there. But, I'll be out there a little bit later, Jack. But, just getting ready to pull in the parking lot here. But I just wanted to give you a shout.
I'm glad you're doing that anyhow. Anyhow, good to hear from you anyhow. And good talking to you. You take care. And enjoy the dinner or whatever, supper. All right? I'll talk to you a little later anyhow. WRUG, Brady. WSTI 847 WIUG 48 copy. I guess not. WIUG 48 clear. There's a station out there, but it's not audio. Station out there, 544, WIUG, 48, copy.
WIZP, 544, Sheboygan County Bob, we are mobile.
Well, Bobby, sounding good. So you didn't get no candy. Bob, I went out there with five children, and I got half of that sack full of candy. Roger. Bob, are you on a handheld? You're not coming clear, but I could pull you out. Your audio is good because that's all I heard, 561. This is WIUG 88 out of Rochester Hills, Michigan. Over. You're still coming not clear, but it's okay. I can, your audio is okay. Roger. By you guys out that way, and here is a little bit chilly. Roger. Try back later, maybe in an hour or so. It should be able to make it because I got you. Your audio is just going. It's good. All right. What the f***? I'll be here listening. WIUG 88 Rochester Hills. We'll be clear.
monitoring.
Good evening, station calling for radio check. We got you. A little crackly, but we got you. WRZD 706. That last transmission was pretty much unheard, but you're at least hitting the repeater. Station testing, either move closer to the repeater and on Clemens, or get higher for line of sight. WRZD 706.
My dad was awesome at Morris Code. He was born in 1918. I don't know nothing about it. WSDY 438. My dad's call letters were NAGFJ. He was advanced ham operator. Do Morse code like nobody I ever seen. Yep. Outdated. Thing of the past. WSDY 438.
This is WSAQ 690.
Copy. We hear you. WRZD 706.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 mobile monitoring.
Trying to access the 625 Detroit repeater. I've got the same negative copy on you. If you're not outside, try being outside. See if it'll work better. Or if you're in a different location, maybe closer to the north side of town, maybe try the Mount Clemens 675 repeater. I'm in downtown Indian River, Michigan, in Sheboygan, Mammoth County, on the Sheboygan repeater. Over. Where are you located? Over.
I'm via town coming, Michigan, Wayne County. Over.
You're coming in loud and clear, doing really well from that spot.
Copy that. You're clear as well, sir. WSFA 972.
The only thing I would add is you're a little quiet. You're clear, but quiet. So sometimes facing directly into the mic, if you're on a handheld, it's kind of hard to figure out where that is, but figure out where the mic is on yours and speak directly into that. You'll be heard a little louder. WRZG 706.
Copy Copy that. How does this sound?
I did copy you a little later that time. That was good.
Copy that. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. By the way, I'm on the 8777 Bullfang.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one. I have a couple Bullfangs myself, but this one is an ocean something or other radio that I got a little handheld.
Roger that. Thank you, sir, for the comeback. And, again, WSFA 972 on the H777 Bullfang. Hamtramck, Michigan, Wayne County.
WRZB 706, clear.
Okay, Sam, Charlie, Z-Ray, 1-0, you're both sounding good over here in Saginaw. I'm coming to you guys off the Mayville repeater. Y'all sound good in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. WSTY 438.
That last station was all fuzz. So we are ZG 706.
Station 561 out of Ohio. Station 561. This is WIUG 488. Copy.
No, he was solid fuzz. Oh, well. Still trying to understand radios. WRGD 706.
Station 561. It's station 561 out of Ohio. WIUG Brady, copy. Again, one more time. Station 561 out of Ohio. WIUG Brady, copy. Well, I guess he was out there a while ago, but now he's not. Anyhow, WIUG, we need clear.
WSFA 972.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIUG, what do you need? Copy. WIUG, what do you need? Clear. Station 561. You still have not clear yet, but your audio is there anyhow. Try back a little bit later. I know the band is open, so we'll catch you a little bit later. WIUG, what do you mean? Clear. Station 692 out there?
Yes, this is 692. This is Brian. Can you hear me, Jack?
I heard you loud and clear, but you're a little bit cutting off, fading out. You must be moving around with that walkie-talkie. Roger?
Yes, sir, that is true. So I was walking around the backyard trying to get a better signal from the backyard to reach the repeater. So hopefully you can hear me now. Over.
Station 562 out there. I heard you very clear. What you do is, do me a favor, stop moving around and hold your hand held straight. Then I can talk to you a lot better. Roger.
Yes, I did that. I stopped in the back of the antenna in the middle. I've been in an open area and have the antenna pointing straight up. It's a new antenna I received just the other day. It's green, a handheld walkie-talkie, so over.
Brian, he's sounding better right now. Anyhow, what kind of antenna you got? I suggest you get one of those Nagoya 771G, and you'll do 100% better. Except to you, I'm not telling you what to do, but you'll do 100%. If you have that antenna, put it on, you'll do 100% better. Roger.
All right, I do have one of those antennas. I got the Nagoya 771 in the house. Maybe I'll walk in and grab that and try it. I'm using, I think it's an Abree. right now. 3771, I thought. I have to check that out and see, but I can go get the Nagoya and see if that works any better. Over.
The breeze is not bad, really, but it make a little bit of noise. But the Nagoya 771, you'll be very clear. All my Bullfinger radios, they all have 771G. And I'm on a base station. That's a different radio. Roger.
Okay, if you're still going to be on for a few minutes, I'll walk into the house and grab that one and try that. I'm using a Bofang UV 5G plus, I think, radio. Over.
I do have one of these. Anyhow, go ahead. I'll be here. No problem at all, Brian. Take care. I'll be on the side. No problem. I'll hear you out there. Because I'm a little bit far away from you, but I do hear you. WIAG 48, one on the side.
All right, thanks, Jack. I'll grab it to my antenna and walk back in my yard here and give it a try. Once again, this is Brian. Over.
About them Red Wings, WSBY 438. Station out of Zabala County, what's happening? How you doing today? WIUG 48. Doing good, Jack, if you're talking to me. Doing good, been a good day. WSBY 438, how you doing? Good, and it's sounding excellent. Look like you're sitting by me here. Roger?
Roger, roger. Yep, Red Wings won tonight. Team just ended in 2-1, beat Buffalo. But, yeah, it's been a good day. A little chilly out there, but it's Michigan, so we're used to that.
Let me tell you, this morning it was, I had to scrape the windshield to get out about 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. It was freezing this morning, but I don't know about now. I'm not outside. I had to do some work here inside the house. Over.
Oh, Roger on that. Yeah, same thing here this morning. Had some frost out there. We got 38 right here on my phone right now, 38 degrees in Shepherd, Michigan.
Hey, buddy. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the show back. Good talking to you. WSDY 438.
WFSC 2, Jack, this is Brian again. I changed the antenna and I'm back out in my yard in the backyard. And yeah, you're right, it is cold out here. Can you hear me?
Brian, it is cold out here too. This morning, you know, I had to scrape your windshield to get in the car. I didn't believe that till this morning. I seen that. Roger?
Yeah, it wasn't that cold here this morning, but yeah, it's cold now, standing in my backyard trying to see if my radio is working, so, over.
Roger, yeah. Brian, if you want to talk to me from inside the house, here's what you do. Go by the window. It's better be by the window, and I can talk to you from inside the house. Roger.
I've tried that a few times. Haven't been able to get a signal out where anybody can hear me inside the house. I've got a brick house with all plaster walls on the inside of the house, so it doesn't appear to get the signal out. So I guess I'm wondering what I could do to get a better system radio set up where I can use inside the house. Would a base station with higher power be able to use that?
I don't know if you have a Magna mount antenna out there. I can recommend one for you. Roger.
Okay, yeah, that'd be cool. I've been looking at a lot of YouTube videos and was trying to maybe think about building a J-pole antenna with either copper, or I saw some guys do a wire inside a PVC copper pipe, but I'm thinking about trying to set something up like that so that I can get an antenna into my office in the house to work that way. Over.
Number one, I have an antenna outside, right on top of the house, about 10 feet higher. And they call it, it's an Amazon, and they call it Harvest BC200. That is 200 watt antenna. And on that walkie-talkie, you'll do 100% better if you have one of them. Now, I can, I gotta go grab my phone to tell you the Magna mount. What you do with the Magna mount, you put it on a cookie sheet inside the house, okay? Or if you have it like a metal or something like this, it has to be a cookie sheet. That way you'll get out better. So I don't know which one you want. Over.
Okay, thanks for the information. I can try to use my magnet mount that I have on my truck. I think I talked to you about a week ago, last Saturday, when I was driving around in my truck around Telegraph and 96. I can try to take that out of my truck and put on a cookie sheet to see if that works. Over.
They work, but you know what? Some people, I don't know if you're going to like it or not, they have them on top of the refrigerator. They have them on top of the refrigerator. If you can do that, that's no problem. But if you have a cookie sheet, I would be in a cookie sheet. It's better from on top of the refrigerator. Or however you like. I can't tell you.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Few options to try. I'd like to get something in my home office. I work from home. So if I could get something to work in my office at home, that would be really pretty cool. So I will give a cookie sheet a try in my office. And if not, I'm thinking about getting a telescoping flagpole with an antenna on that and just run it through the window temporarily. And then maybe move it into a more permanent solution, routing it through the garage and into my office. So, over.
Brian, I know what you're saying. Well, look, anytime like I say, if you need the help, I'll help you out with no problem. Anyhow, but I don't have my phone right here. I have to go get it to tell you what's the other antenna. It's a Magna mount, and I had that on top of my pickup truck, and that's what I use. But now I have a different one. They call it Comet 2x4. That is the Comet 2x4. I don't know if you a ham license or not. It picks up 2 meter and 70 centimeter, and also picks up the GMRS. All three of them, same antenna.
Nice. I'll have to check that out. No, I'm not a ham operator yet, but my GMRS license probably. And already bought, I think, 5 or 6 handhelds already. So, and I just had a book that showed up just yesterday for my ham license. So I'll probably be studying for that here very soon. So I think I'm getting in deep already. So I appreciate the help. Thank you.
I'll do it, Brian. I'm taking a test on the AT in Harrison Township. I don't know if you're in Harrison. How far are you from Harrison Township? But there's one coming up on the 14th, right there by Livonia. I don't know if you, and I don't know what you're studying. I'm studying ham study. Ham study is the best app you can have.
All right, let's take a look at that. Studying yet, I've been looking at some questions and answered some correctly and some incorrectly, so I think I got some more studying to do, but yes, I'm in Livonia. But I think I'll be trying to take my license here very soon, so thank you.
No problem, Brian. No problem. You take care, and you have a good evening. I want to see if I can get somebody out of Ohio. I have a couple of people there in Ohio. I know them. Take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 88.
All right, thanks again, Jeff. I appreciate all the help, and we'll talk to you here soon and we'll try a couple of those different options. And, yes, once again, it's a good evening. I'm going to walk back in the house because it's cold outside, so thanks again for the help.
WSFE619 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile, once again monitoring.
Video check.